All right, this is Jimmy Cab's taped broadcast. I have Tony Foresta of Iron Reagan. You are on the Weapons of Mosh Destruction Tour. How's it going?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, we are actually starting out the tour. We're heading to Tempe, Arizona. I think Thursday we'll be in Tempe to start the Weapons of Mosh Destruction Tour. Right now we're driving. We're heading out there. We're playing shows to get there. But we're playing Nashville, Nashville, should be good, and Dallas tomorrow.
Wow, you know what, man? You guys have some great dates coming up here. Next week, you're going to be playing the Poor Kids at the Roxy. This is going to be with Ghoul, Occultists, and Witch Haven. How do you feel about playing Hollywood, man?
I love it. Every time I play there, I have a great time. This will be Iron Reagan's third show in Hollywood, but I've played there probably like 8 times with this place, you know. It's never disappointed. It's always a good time. The Portuguese radio guys know how to throw on a show, so I know it'll be a good one.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you this. What is the difference between this band, Iron Reagan, and Municipal Waste?
Well, different members. And I would say more darker. A lot faster and heavier, but it definitely has a thrash edge to it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, when I first heard that you were doing this band Iron Reagan, I didn't know what to conceive of it. But when I listened to it, it seems to have the same elements that the youth are so attracted to you about, which is the whole aggression and the whole speed, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm 27 years old. I'm still attracted to that sort of stuff, too. I guess not a lot of people my age are, but I guess that's what the kids are listening to these days. I like it pissed off and short and, you know, and fun.
Does it bother you that, like, my generation compares your band and Municipal Waste to, like, the DRI influence?
That's fine. I love those guys.
Yeah, those guys are great.
I love POI, Suicidal Tendencies, Romance, Obituary. I love all that old shit, you know? It's like, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Do you trip out on how fanatical the kids in Los Angeles are, or do you see that throughout the whole United States? Because, I mean, Jesus, dude, it's like ants on a picnic when you play.
So, like, the stuff we've been doing, it's really taking off, and I'm really stoked that people are into it. Like, it's really cool. It's kind of picked up, like, that all over the place. L.A. definitely has a more passionate scene, though. Kids there love their metal. That's fucking great. It's always a good time.
Are you ever horrified when you see how much air some of these kids get and then the legalities that come with that?
I don't really care about the legalities. How are you going to sue me, I'm broke. You can't squeeze blood from a rock, man.
That's funny.
I am worried, you know, I do hope people kind of, you know, watch out for each other, you know, because we're not all trying to kill each other, you know. But it's fun. I've seen some really crazy stunts at Iron Reagan shows. People get fucking rowdy. Last night got pretty rowdy, too, so. That's good, you know, last year we started a tour, and you know, we're heading out there, and I think it's just going to escalate once we hit the West Coast and team up with Ghoul.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about playing with Ghoul? Because they're on a whole other level themselves, man.
These guys are like family to me, man. This is weird. We're actually just talking about it because those guys flew out to Richmond a couple days ago for Dave Brocky's funeral. We were all there, and we were kind of talking about how this is therapy for all of us. It's like us and Occultists are from Richmond. I've toured with Guar about 5 times, and I'm very close to them, and so is Ghoul. You know, Ghoul did a couple months with them last year, and then we're all just this weird family. Like, Municipal Waste and Ghoul toured, and I've been friends with some of those guys since I've been playing music. So it's this weird family. And everybody's kind of having a rough time right now, and this is, you know, getting out on the road and you know, fucking shit up and having a good time with your friends is very therapeutical, and it's good. We're really glad to get out of town and you know, like push our message of having a good time. out to everybody.
Yeah, you know, that death was not only really tragic, but it really hits home how literally time is short and we just got to really just make the best of it while we're here, man.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about April 13th. You're going to be playing, as I mentioned, the Weapons of Mosh Destruction. That's going to be with Ghoul, Iron Reagan, and Occultist. Occultist is a sick fucking band, man. This whole bill is just incredible. But before that, you're going to be playing April 11th in Santa Ana at the Galaxy. And then after that, you're going to be playing the Tank Crimes Brain Squeeze. How do you feel about playing that festival in Oakland, man?
Oh, that's great. We're all double duty in that show. Everybody's bands are playing, like, a couple shows. Like, I got to do Iron Reagan's show, and then, Municipal Waste Cake the next day. Cannabis Corpse is playing. That fills other bands. So we're going to be working pretty hard. You got Cole's playing two shows that weekend, and I know Cultist is playing somewhere. So, yeah, Brain Squeeze is going to be a clusterfuck in the best way possible. You know, it's going to be a really busy weekend for me. I'm like working double time that one.
Yeah, man. I mean, fucking A, man. I don't know how you keep the adrenaline going on that. How do you do that, man?
I just love it, you know. When you do it, you love it. It's easy, you know.
It's still easy. It's still easier than being in the real world, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's all about having...
In the real world, this is the fake world. I don't know.
All right, man. Well, listen, right now you have an EP called Spoiled Identity. That's on Tank Crimes. And then you did that split with Exhumed. Do you have anything else that's going to be coming out this year?
We actually put the finishing touches on our new album. So when we play Berlin, we'll be in the studio finishing and mastering the record, which is crazy. So, yeah, we have a new LP coming out by the end of the year, which is it's one of the best things I think I've ever done. I'm really fucking proud of it.
Wow. Is there anything you could reveal?
Not. It's still, you know, we're still missing it yet, so I don't know what's anything that not be on record.
Right.
So I don't really like pick what, you know, what's staying and what's going, you know. But yeah, we have a record coming out. It's very fucking awesome. I'm really proud of it.
Will you be playing any of those songs live?
We might play one or two. We've been busting some out. Depends on what stuff's like. We have a bunch of songs that we just throw in and have the set. We might play some. It depends on how we're feeling and what.
Right on, man. Well, listen, I'm really looking forward to seeing you play here in Hollywood on the 13th. As I mentioned before, this is the Weapons of Mosh Destruction. This is going to be with Ghoul, Occultist, and our local band called Witch Haven here. I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets for this, man. So this is going to be a sick shit on the Sunset Strip. Talk about destroying the Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah, man.
I want to thank you, Tony, for taking the time to talk to me, bro.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate the support, and looking forward to seeing everyone at the show.
Cheers, brother.